Turn on your notepad, get your tablet, lean over and ask your neighbor, where is Psalm 25? Lean over and tell them in the book of Psalms. Psalm 25. Amen. Amen. There's a Bible in front of you. If you didn't bring yours today, somebody took it out your car or something, get one of these we got. Psalm 25. Look at your name. Say, neighbor, I need a word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. What'd your neighbor say? Amen. Psalm 25. New Living Translation is what I have. I'm going to read a little bit from it, and then I'm going to get on with what I want to do. Amen. Amen. Psalm 25, Old Testament of the Bible. I hear a couple pages turning. I'm going to wait. Psalm 25. All together on one accord. Amen. You know, sometime in church, we forget. We didn't always know how to get there quick either. I got to learn how to be patient with people. Amen. Somebody's patient with you. Look at another neighbor that you ain't bothered already and tell them, God's not finished with me yet. Amen. Some of y'all just don't talk to nobody. Amen. I can see y'all from up here. Amen. Trying to create fellowship. I like talking to people. Amen. Psalm 25. Everybody there? Say, I got it now, Reverend. All right. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. I trust in you, my God. Do not let me be disgraced or let my enemies rejoice in my defeat. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced, but disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Show me the path where I should walk, O Lord. Point out the right road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you. Look at your neighbor on your way to your seat and say, neighbor, in God I trust. Amen. In God. Come on, Susan, you can sit down. In God I trust. And I put a little note after I wrote that. I know often in our public declarations, we say in God we trust. But I didn't want to say that today, Dr. Dixon. I wanted to keep it personal. I wanted you to be able to say for yourself that you trust him. Okay, I didn't get enough amens. I need you to hear me today. I need you to, if you don't get anything else, if you don't get anything else, after anything else I say, after what I'm getting ready to say, then okay. But I need you to trust God. Amen. 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 And really, to be honest with you, I don't need it so much as he deserves it. You know, I'm just pastoring people. I think I guess I want a little too much from y'all, but I need you to trust God. And that's why I didn't say, in God we trust. Mm-hmm. If you listen to this writer, he makes it personal. He said, Lord, this is me. And I need everybody in here today, and I wish everybody was here today to call itself disciple in the Lord in this church, because this is a critical message for us. We got to trust God. Yeah. And when I wrote my little title down, I put a little note under it and said I was going to tell you this. Don't say that if you ain't willing to live that. Come on, Pastor. I'm serious. Don't say that if you ain't willing. You know, sometimes Darlene, when I'm up here and I shall say stuff, I kind of make some of y'all tell a lie. And I don't need to do that because you don't need to do that. You need to be honest. And sometimes when we do that turn to your neighbor thing and all that kind of stuff, I realize now probably why some of y'all don't, because you don't agree with that. But this one that I need everybody to agree on. I didn't get no amen. I'm serious. This, you know, I wrestled with this sermon a long time. I really did, because as much as it is, it's hard to pastor people who don't pray. You know, it's hard to pastor people who don't want to learn. It's hard to pastor people who don't tithe. It's hard to pastor people who don't want to serve. You know, we still got all them vacancies. Here we are into the month of March, almost April, and folks still don't want to step up. It's hard to do that. But it's impossible to pastor people who won't trust God.
Come on, Pastor.
See how quiet everybody is? You cannot substitute trusting God with anything. You can't sing better because you don't trust God. You can't show up more often. You can't do anything in lieu of trusting God. Why, Elizabeth? Because everything you do stems from you trusting God. It's right there in the text. He said, Lord, I give my whole life to you. I give up everything because I trust you. And you ought to be very careful. We ought to be very careful about not having a trusting relationship with God. Some of us have a bargaining relationship with God. You know, we can talk to God long and fancy when we want something. Bargaining relationship with God. Some of us, God is our get out of jail or get over it or get a free pass God. Whenever something's going on and it's personal, we can talk to God. When our children need something, or our grandchildren need something, or we need something, oh, we have a little talk with Jesus so he can make everything all right. But I need you to trust God. I want to say trust him again, but I'm not sure how you ever stop trusting God.
Come on, Pastor.
If you ever trust him, you ain't going to never let go of that. You ain't going to never let go of that. When you trust God, and listen to me, it ought not take a long time for a new disciple to develop a trusting relationship with God.
That's right.
It's on your money. You don't ever turn on that back. It's on your money. In God we trust. You don't even read it. You got your money though. And if you gonna carry the money around, you ought to have a trusting relationship with the Lord. You're going to eat his food. You don't turn that food down. You say stuff like that the rain bringeth down and the grass groweth up and all that kind of stuff. But you ought to trust him who sent the rain. You can pray for rain. You ought to trust him who sent the rain. You pray for good weather. You ought to trust him who is the barometer of weather. God is everything. And how can you not trust a God who is everything? You ain't going to have nothing if you don't trust God.
Come on now.
Some of y'all waking up. I appreciate it. But I'm embarrassed to say that the evidence is not in our favor in this church that everybody trusts God. And I'll tell you that the Bible is so rich with situational stimulus. In other words, God does stuff every now and then that kind of make you go,
Yeah, well.
I didn't know he was going to do it like that. How many of y'all ever had, I didn't know he was going to do it like that moment with God? Amen. God knows how to take situations and stimulate us so we won't forget. God is not mundane. God, if there's anything about God, he certainly is not normal. He's not average. You can't predict him. You know, he'll come this way one time and the ceiling. Y'all ain't talking to me. God is so amazing that he will not be regulated by normal.
Well,
and I'm embarrassed to say that many of you are in a situation that you don't trust God. Yeah, I mean, you have to realize how critical trust is. A lot of us know Solomon's proverb. Mm-hmm. All I got to do is start saying the first couple of lines, and y'all will take it over from there. Watch this, Reverend. Trust in the Lord. And lean. See, y'all know. Keep going. Go ahead. Trust in the Lord. Okay, that's far enough now. But let me tell you what happened right there. My mama used to say this to me. My grandma used to say it too. I don't know where they got it from. But Lauren, I know them old people be saying stuff, and you can't help but remember it. Mama used to say, I can tell when you're lying by the way you talk. Because if you're telling the truth, there's a certain confidence. There's a little bass in your voice. There's a little stiffness in your back. There's some red up in the shoulders. When you saying what you know to be true, you tell it like that. And see what happened right along through there when some of y'all were fading out? Y'all didn't even sound like y'all believe that. Y'all sounded like you just repeating what you heard. You didn't sound like you were saying what you done tried for yourself. I know how to trust God. Notice the difference in my preaching and the difference in your preaching back.
Come on now.
I know I trust God.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you now that my observation is scary. Because I believe a whole lot of y'all don't trust God. See what happened right there? Because, let me tell you, I grew up, Brother Thomas, I done heard you and Sister Price and Jess and some of you other bad rascals talk about how y'all used to fight in Darrington and all that kind of stuff. And what I know, see how Jess' hands went up? What I know is, and you just testified to what I'm getting ready to say. I know one thing about people. If you say something that offend them, or you lie on them, or you get in their wheelhouse, they going to say something. And right along through there, when I said some of y'all don't trust God, some of y'all didn't say nothing. But if I was sitting out there and the preacher said some of y'all don't trust God, I'd say, oh, no, Reverend. Now, Reverend, I know you the Reverend and all that kind of stuff, but Reverend, you wrong right along through there.
Yeah.
Now, some of y'all say, no, Reverend, we can't do that. Ish can. If you talk back to me right, I'll let you talk, but if you talk wrong, I'll cut you off. I'm telling you, I'm embarrassed to say that I pastor a church where everybody don't trust God.
Well.
Now remember what y'all just said. I'm hurrying along. You said, trust in the Lord with all that heart, lean not on your own understanding, and in all our ways acknowledge him. That's how I know. Because there is little acknowledgement of trust in the lifestyle that some of y'all live in. I don't see no trust. Holy Ghost said, one of y'all just got smart with me and said, it ain't up to you to see it. I'm the shepherd, you the sheep. Don't twist it up with me. Don't want me to see when you sick and come pray for you. Don't want me to see when you need help and come help you. And then don't let me see everything. I sees everything. And what I don't see is an overwhelming confidence from a people that trust God. We are struggling too long in too many simple areas because y'all just don't trust God. That's why I can't get nobody to serve because y'all don't trust God. That's why our tithes are going down because y'all don't trust God. Y'all ain't stopped eating. Y'all ain't stopped buying cars. Y'all ain't stopped going. Y'all ain't talking to me. If you can trust God for what you want, why can't you trust him for what he want? That's why I ain't let the choir sing today. Because I want to get right on into it. I ain't want nobody laughing and joking and having a good time with the singing because the preaching coming hard and heavy. How you going to trust God for your stuff? But he can't trust you with his stuff. See how quiet everybody is?
You got to trust God. Listen, you can't just trust God as a matter of selfish convenience.
Hear it. Somebody said to me one time, y'all preachers nosy. Y'all think y'all got a right to get all up in people's lives, and once y'all get behind the pulpit, y'all got the advantage and y'all say stuff. Well, that's good. That's good. You don't fight nobody else when they got an advantage. You get on the bus and the driver do what he want to do. You don't say nothing. But the bus driver be speeding or run over the curb. You don't say nothing. He got an advantage. He got the bus. He driving. You go to school and the principal, you know, if you're an educator or teacher or something, and the principal say, I need all teachers to stay after for a meeting. You don't say nothing. You pick up your little cell phone and say, tell your daddy he going to cook because I got to stay for a meeting. On your job, Mr. Charlie say he needs y'all to stay or he wants y'all to do. Y'all don't say nothing. You respect his advantage, but you come to the church and think you ought to dictate to me the advantage. No, I got this advantage. Know why? Because I got this book open. See, what tell me you don't trust God. Some of y'all to do stuff on your job that you ain't going to do in this church. You'll stay late, you'll do more, you'll yield, you'll come around, you'll sign off, but I can't get people in the church to do none of that kind of stuff. See how quiet everybody is? He ain't talking to me. Well, if I ain't talking to you, help me talk to them. If you and I are on the same sheet of music, you and I on the same page, you ought to know, say, I told you it was coming. You know what's going to happen if we don't trust God? Our candlestick going to get put out. We don't trust God, we going to play ourselves for a fool. And when we show up to heaven, God ain't going to spend 5 minutes with us. Because he's going to say, I don't know you. You didn't trust me. Ain't no need to get mad. Won't be much longer. But please understand, you have to decide now. You're too old to be playing yourself for a fool. Ain't no babies in here no more. We have to trust God before it's too late. Like that man with them bonds he built, he trusted in his own wealth and didn't know that his health was in jeopardy. And everybody don't have to be sick to die. Amen. Our candlestick gonna get put out. Not GBC, because GBC really don't have a candlestick. It's the individuals I'm talking about. Because God ain't gonna judge us based on this church. Every tub, grandma say, gotta stand on his own bottle. And if your candlestick get put out, guess whose fault that is? You ain't gonna be able to go to heaven in that quick minute of judgment and say, well, Pastor Mitchell didn't tell us. That the Lord gonna look at you and say, you lying. That boy worked hard down yonder and told y'all the truth. He told y'all to trust me. Amen. And if you don't work longer, our portion's going to be removed. God ain't going to keep serving us up and we don't eat that meal. God trying to bless us. God trying to give us everything heavenly possible, but you got to trust him. And you wonder sometimes why you lacking. It ain't got nothing to do with heaven's economics. You don't trust it. Can I talk a little bit more here? 12:32. Every one of us, if we're not careful regarding trust, let me tell you something. God don't care nothing about your job. That don't prove nothing. God don't care who you're married to, really. Not that big a deal. I mean, you know, be mindful how you choose right along through there. But God wants you to trust him. You know why? Because jobs fold up. Marriages go bad. Friends turn on you. That's what the Bible's talking about when he says, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God, and that's what he said. He said, Lord, your word has caused me to trust you. It's what you said to me that got me. Because the stuff don't really make no difference.
Don't you tell yourself that you trust God because you drive good. Because you can wreck that thing on the way home. And you're probably going to need to trust him a whole lot more right after that. Don't trust God because you're living in a nice house and your roof ain't leaking and you tried your central air the other day and it's tuned up and ready to go. Don't trust God because you ain't got diabetes. Because if you get diabetes, you sure going to have to trust him then. Don't trust God because everything in your life, your children are good and all things are well. Because all that, that's Job, can change just like that. And ain't no time to be in a crisis trying to establish a trusting relationship with God. You ought to trust God while it's warm, while it's cool, while it's settled, while everything just hunky-dory. You ought to go ahead and invest and start putting some stock in trusting God. Because I'm telling you now, trouble is coming. Nobody know. Because Jesus said in this life, you're going to have some trouble. And you know what you're going to need when you got trouble? Not insurance. Not a good friend. You're going to need trust. You're going to have to be able to say to God, Lord, this is out of my hands. You got it. I'm going to sit down now, Lord. Ain't no need of me fretting because you got this. But if you can't say that, your hair going to fall out. Your teeth going to fall out. You ain't going to get no sleep. You're going to be walking around getting mad at folk because you don't trust God. And folk going to know it too. They're going to look at you and say, what's wrong with you? Why you acting like that? Don't you know what's going on? Don't you see what's happening to me? And you know what? They can't do nothing about it. You've seen it happen. How many of y'all seen people act a fool because they got trouble going on? And how many of you ever said to them, why are you taking it out on me? You know what that means? They don't trust God. You got to trust God. And understand, beloved God, otherwise you're going to be found guilty of fraud. The Bible says, watch this, lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. You know what that means? God, if I let you take charge, I won't get into some of the mess I'm in. Lead us not. You know what that means? If you follow God, you're going to find yourself with a whole lot less friction and a whole lot more hallelujahs. But you and I know you don't trust him like that. Let's see if I can get you to be honest. I'm almost to the end of my little piece right here. How many of you willing to admit, you might not want to raise your hand real high, but don't let me think I'm stupid, but how many of you willing to admit that little stuff you got in, That was on you. That little drinking problem, that little drug problem, that little marriage thing, that little case that came up down at the circuit court, yeah, that thing right now where you got more bills than you got money, you the one kept signing your name 90 days same as cash. You the one went down there thinking, oh, I'll be able to catch this up because I'm going to pay that off. Come on, talk to me. You brought that on yourself, and now you're so stout-hearted and proud, you don't even want to tell God that you messed it up and let him fix it. Because you don't trust him. Lead us not. You don't want to follow God. I said last week, you know, it's a fun thing when people talk about, oh, I want to see him look upon his face. You ain't got to worry about looking on his face if you can't follow him and look at the back of his head. You can't look at the back of his head, you ain't got to worry about looking at his face. Jesus said, the folk who love me, who trust me, they follow me. Lead us not. See, if you do right by God, a whole lot of what you in, you ain't going to have to deal with that. Mama told me not to come. That ain't no way to have. That's what she told. And I didn't listen to her. A whole lot of y'all right now, the reason you in the trouble you in, because you didn't trust God. You zigged. God was taking too long. God didn't come fast enough. God didn't kill who you want him to kill. God didn't give you what you wanted to give. So you did your thing, and look at you now. See, anybody going to admit that? Everybody in this room ought to admit that lead us not into temptation was a pretty good offering. And it's because you didn't let him lead you that he had to write that next clause and deliver us from evil. Because he knew y'all weren't going to trust him. You have put yourself in a situation where you are casting yourself beyond redemption's rule. God is not going to make you get saved. Here's what he said, Lord, I trust you with my salvation. Read Isaiah's book. He said, I trust you to save me. See, this is why salvation in the church is almost temporal. Because we don't trust God for life salvation. We trust God for a moment of salvation. Just save me out of this right here, and I'll be back next year. As I said before, some of us ain't missed a day off our job in 20 years, but can't come to church 4 straight Sundays. Can't make 4 Bible studies. And listen, here's the hard part. Not even interested in doing it. But you trust God. Lord, gonna get me there. I know, Lord, get me over the highways, and Lord, give me traveling mercies. Well, you get traveling mercies to go to work. Why don't you use some of that traveling mercy to go to church? Okay, 4 of y'all with me on that. Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm just telling you, I trust God. He said, Lord, watch this. He said, nobody who trusts you will ever be disgraced. You won't be ashamed. Ain't no shame in the trust game. You are moving yourself beyond redemption because you don't trust God. You can't say you're saved and don't trust God. That just don't work. They're like Sesame Street. One of these things that doesn't belong here. Somebody tell me which one. How can a people look? See how some of y'all looking at me? Y'all ought to be looking at me and saying, Reverend, you're wrong. I can prove it. I can show you I trust God. Show me in your children. Show me in your finance. Show me in your service. Show me in your attention to the things of God, and I'll believe you. But what I see around here, I don't see that. Somebody might ought to get that. Might be impertinent. They don't know you in church right now. Everybody has had a moment when it's put up or shut up. Everybody had. And what the writer says is, Lord, if I get this right, I won't ever be ashamed. Some of y'all have been down that road where your friends and your neighbors said, yeah, what all that trust in God got you now? You still got fired. You still got bills. Yeah. And you can look at them and say, you're right. And I still trust. Because me trusting God does not necessitate that it's got to go my way. Let me tell you what real trusting God is. Real trusting God is when it always go his way. See, y'all didn't shout right there? Because you think God owe you your way. I trust God because I know I will always be better off if it goes his way. Because I'm crazy. I ain't got good sense. I'm selfish. I like things to go my way. But if it go my way, somebody might suffer. But when it goes his way, somebody going to learn something. Somebody going to see something. Somebody going to believe something. Somebody going to jump up and down about something. Because God's trying to get glory out of every little bit of your life. Let the house go back. Give up the job. Let some people go out of your life. But don't you ever let go of God. Can I tell you something? I'm done. You got to learn something here today before it's too late. Because grandma didn't write. Grandma said, into each life, little rain must fall. Now, not really necessarily a Bible verse right there. But can I tell you something? The devil is waiting. This my little note. The devil is waiting on me, Sister Mitchell, Rem Dixon, Rem
Rel, old Jesse there. You think, well, Jesse can't get no trouble. You know, no, yes, he can. He can get in trouble. He don't go nowhere. Oh, he ain't got to go nowhere to come to his house. Let Marshall raise up on him and see, don't he can be another kind of Jesse. Let somebody mess with Jesse's money. And you know, trouble will come. And Jesse going to have to trust God. And some of us sitting in this room right now thinking because we've been in a pretty good little season that all our troubles are over. Keep on breathing. Keep on breathing. Keep on sitting by people. Keep on talking on the phone. Keep on texting and emailing. And you're going to find out that trouble is right there. Devil waiting. Mother against daughter. Son against father. Husband against wife. Children. You think that you're going to sit up in here and get by without trusting God? And if the devil don't make you find out yourself about yourself, God will. That's Job. Job wasn't bothering nobody. And God said, I give him to you. Some of y'all sitting in this room, you done walk around talking about how saved, sanctified, and filled the Holy Ghost you is. God heard it and the devil did too. You said, I don't drink no more. I don't cuss no more. I don't go to the club no more. Yep, God heard you. And when the class reunion come around in 5 more years, and your friends say, you know, they're having a little thing, a little get together, they're going to have it at the much, and you say, oh, well, I'm going to go to that though. And soon as you walk in, the devil going to say, I thought you don't go to the club no more. Soon as they put you a little something on the table, a little mixed master, and you go, I just have one. You know that's how it started way back then. You just had one. Y'all looking at me funny. Soon as that old handsome fella that used to be your handsome fella walked by with some of that, what that good cologne called? Old Spice. And you go, yeah. You're going to sit there and you ain't going to be singing, yield not to temptation for yielding to sin. You're going to be sitting there saying, ain't going to hurt nobody. But you want to trust God. Because let me tell you something. You need to trust God two ways, coming and going. You need to trust God before you fall and trust God after you fall. Because, see, some of us, after we fall, that's when we want to get all holy and cry out to God. No, you got to have some stock in trust going into the thing.
My last little piece. You got to demonstrate that. Your life ought to be a constant video, DVD, whatever you want to call it, that you trust God. We ought to see it. We ought to have no question. You're sitting by people right now. I'm not going to ask you to say nothing. I'm not going to ask you to look at them. But if you can just, while they're not looking, if you can just let me know that you're sitting by people that you think don't trust God, just give me a little sign. They don't see you. They're looking at me. Everybody looking at me right now. Just, you know, do like at the auction where you can just make a little slight movement, you know, and we'll know. You know why I know that you're probably sitting by somebody who don't trust God? Because they ain't saying nothing. Let the redeemed of the Lord, they who trust him, let it be so. He said, Lord, all day, all my hope is in you. Some of y'all trust yourself. And some of you know not to trust yourself. Some of you know you can't trust yourself. How many of you know you can't be left around no open satchel of money? You said, I don't steal. I ain't never stole a day in my life. Well, this is a new day right here, though. Let me tell you something. One reason some of y'all ain't never done nothing because you ain't never had the opportunity to do it. You know, people, I don't drink. Well, you probably ain't never had the right drink offered to you yet. I don't smoke. Okay, well, maybe they ain't offer you the right brand yet. I don't do that. You know, people who don't do kind of really make me nervous. Because what I hear all the time is the don't do, but what do you do? Ain't no way in the world you sit around all day bragging about what you don't do. I don't eat eggs. I don't eat meat. I don't. It almost sound like a Jimi Hendrix song. I mean, come on, what do you do? You can't do nothing. You old people, y'all do stuff. Don't try to fool us young people. Know how I know old people do stuff? Because I'm old. I used to think when you got like 40 or something, you was almost at the funeral home all the time. But I went through 40 and thought to myself, man, 60 starting to look good from here. I ain't never, my wife tell me all the time, boy, you something wrong with you. But you can't sit around acting like you don't do nothing. You are not perfect. And stop judging people like you perfect. What you ought to do is what grandma said, do, Lord, just sweep around your own back door. But you got to trust God. Here it is, Eric, last thing. There are people, there are examples of people who trust God. And I got a list of them. I'm not going to go down my list because I'm trying to go home. But I need to understand something. What makes you think? That's the thing. What makes you think God ain't going to find you out? You really think because you come to church every now and then and put a little bit of money in church and sing on a little raggedy choir or something like that, that God ain't going to find you out? Yeah, my preaching raggedy. Don't worry about it. Don't get offended. Ooh. Okay, sing better then. I don't care what you say. But I mean, I'm just doing my little thing. But I know that this ain't fooling God. I know because I come up here and jump and shout and try to do this thing. God said, I'm still going to try you. You're still been told them people about what you do and what you don't do. I know, but let's see what happens when it happens and don't nobody see it. God took my daddy too. God took my grandmama. God took people I love. I done been financially difficult. My children crazy. My friends are disloyal. You don't think God trying to expose God? And let me tell you what God really trying to do. God's trying to let you know what he already know so you can do something with what you know. Y'all living in shadows. You lying to yourself. God going to expose you. That's Job. That's David. David was king, had it made, but David had a problem with adultery. Just because you're the king don't mean you ain't guilty. Solomon once started out wonderful. God trusted him. Solomon sat down with God one day, had a real nice conversation, and God said, oh, you've spoken so well, Solomon. You don't think God knew that a few years later, Solomon would have a house full of concubines, a house full of idol gods, and still living in God's house? God will expose you. You don't think that God was going to show Moses that he had a problem with anger? Moses, you remember Moses first met God. I don't talk well, and people, and God said, you do all that you want to do, but when you get to Meribah, you're going to mess this thing up. And God still used him all the way up to then and beyond because he didn't kill him that day. You don't think God's going to expose you? 12 spies went out. These were good men. I'm finished. These were good men. That's why they sent them. They were good men. And 10 of them lied. You know why? They didn't trust God. They came back and said, ain't no way in the world we can whoop them people right there. God, you sent us over there on a humbug. And see, some of y'all sitting here now with your legs crossed, your arms folded, your eyes in the back of your head, your wig done got tight now, and you need to loosen up that strap back there. But I'm telling you something right now. I'm trying to help you. My question is, when, if not now? And why, if not now?
said, Lord, just lead me. Watch what he said. I'm done. Lead me by truth. That's the only way God won't deal with you. See, here we go. You looking at me like that, and you won't come back next Sunday because you pouting now. See, you're going to spend 7 whole days pouting. That's where I don't go. Every time I go, he up there with that. Well, let me tell you something. Me lying to you ain't going to help you none. Me telling you how wonderful you are and your children are so beautiful and, ooh, it's so good to see you and pray the Lord for your faithfulness under God. That's not true. A half-truth is a whole lie. Let me tell you. You know why God sent the prophets and the preachers? To correct the people. Read your Bible. God never sent them just to give them ice cream and cake. They didn't come with Baskin Robbins. They came with a sword in both hands and said, you wicked and perverse generation. Every generation, the same message. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, every preacher that was really sent by God said, you wicked, ooh, you rascal. And you know how God identified false prophets? And he said, they have come to tell you how wonderful you are. They tell you that your land will always prosper. They tell you that your cattle will never die. They tell you that your vineyards will... That's the lying prophet. And God said, I'm going to silence them. Because you know what's going to make you free? See, everybody should have hollered that one. That's why I know y'all don't trust it. That was an easy one right there. Everybody in here should have hollered, truth! But you like bondage. Self-inflicted bondage is the worst kind. Because you could have been free by now. All them Sunday schools, all that preaching on Sunday, you should have been free by now. You shouldn't be living in a house where you ain't free. You shouldn't be working a job where you ain't free. You shouldn't have friends that you can't be free around. You shouldn't be going places where you ain't free. God ain't trying to take nothing from you. God trying to make everything free. You can't just say for whom the Lord has set free and free indeed only in church. That's crazy. That's ridiculous theology. Oh, Lord, when I get into church, I just feel so free. You can't be free on your job. You ain't free in your house. You ain't free around your children. You ain't free around your friends. What kind of God do you serve? God is not limited to 1916 Florida Avenue. God trying to make you free everywhere. But you gotta trust him. Last little comment. I think sometimes the desire to demonstrate seems difficult. Now, here's what the Bible says one more time. He says, you'll know the tree by the fruit that it bears. Now, that means there must be some demonstration of your discipleship life. How are we going to know the disciples? We'll see that they are free. We'll see that they are fruitful. We'll see that they are faithful. Y'all see how it's running right along through there? We'll see that they are not fraudulent. We'll see that they are fanatical. When I was a kid, we had this little saying, talk about my mama, you make me mad. Talk about, you know, but if you say something about my mama, it's home. And see, y'all let people say stuff about y'all God. Y'all let people say something about y'all church. Y'all let people talk about y'all pastor. And y'all, no, sir. I trust him too much to let you talk about my God like that. I trust him too much for you to treat his church like that, treat his people like that, treat his property like that. You are driving what God gave you. You eat what God gave you. You're wearing what God gave you. If you can trust God for what you need, when you gonna trust him for what he wants? And he said, Lord, it's all day. Well, I'm going. It's right at 1 o'clock. I said I'd get right there and hit the brakes. Because I'm tired of folks saying stuff bad about me. You know when people say stuff like, well, he all right, but. So let's get this last little piece understood. The writer says, I'm going to do it. He said, right here, I trust you. Don't hurt yourself by living a distrustful life with God. You're going to need him. It ain't going to be long. It's right at about 3 minutes to one. I guarantee before 2 minutes to one, you're going to need him. You are the air I breathe. You need him. You are the sight in my eyes. You need him. Somebody, Brother David's my friend, so he ain't gonna mind me saying it. He need God to help him up that bad knee. If it wasn't for the Lord helping him up, he'd never get up again. That's why when he get up, he go, oh, Lord. He just reminded God that they got it going on like that. You're gonna need him to go down them steps. You're gonna need him when you go through that intersection and that knucklehead that didn't pay no attention to that sign come plowing into your nice little automobile, ruin your day. The first thing out your mouth when you look around and count your parts is thank you, Lord. I don't care nothing about this car. I don't care nothing about this yet. Lord, thank you. I'm still here. You're going to need him. Because old hateful Hattie coming to work tomorrow too. You're going to need him. When that doctor calls you and says, we need you to come on back by, got some things we need to talk about. And before you go over there, go and talk to God. Say, well, Lord, here we go. You already know what he's going to say, but Lord, give me the strength to keep trusting you. Naomi did it. Naomi turned around and said, I'm going back home. Don't know how this thing going to turn out, but I ain't staying here. And I don't know what back home going to be like when I get there. But I know who's going with me, and I know who's going to meet me. Let me help you with this last thing. Please understand me. Hear me well. God will never leave you and never forsake you. No matter what happens in your life, God will stay there. Don't shut him out. Don't stop talking to him. Don't stop believing him, because he's right there. Surely the Lord is in this place. I'm done. That's all I want to tell you. You got to trust him. You come too far to be playing church now. You got to trust him. You need to make up your mind right here, right now. I wouldn't walk out this here building not knowing that I fully, without reservation, I don't care what happened, I trust him. If everything I hold dear is taken away from me, I'll be back Sunday. I'm going to still preach. I'm going to still teach. I'm going to get over it. I might need a little time. But don't you ever doubt that I don't trust him. If my mother and father forsake me, it's going to be the Lord that take me up. When my friends and my cousins and kinfolk act crazy, God is going to look out for me. In him I live, move, have my being. I can't make it without him. I don't know about you. Stand on your feet. Let's go. I don't know about you, but I can't make it without him. Y'all moving slow. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, sometimes it hurts, but it helps. I can't make it without him. You ain't going to make it either. Don't fool yourself. You got to decide that you're going to trust God. This thing is bigger than what little thing we're trying to do around here. We're wasting too much energy fretting over this physical building. God is calling us to trust him for bigger than that. God knows who to send. God knows who to take away. God knows what to build. God knows what to tear down. God knows who to hire and God knows who to fire. And we're wasting our time chasing around in trivial pursuit when what we ought to be building is trusting relationships so that God can trust us for another building if it be so. God will trust us for another 100 or so disciples if it be so. God will trust us. Why? Because we have proven ourselves to not be nitpicky and trivial people worrying about little crazy stuff that we don't trust him for anyway. Because I believe when all of us pray the same prayer, we're going to all get the same answer. If my people who are called by my name, it's right there in the book. If my people, if is a big word that probably don't have no place in the word of God. Sure don't have no place in the life of God's people. I thought I'd get some amens right along there. You ought to take that if out your life and start saying stuff like because. You ought to be like, you ought to be like Simon Peter and the boy when the Lord told him to let the nets back down. He said, Lord, we've been out here all night. Things didn't go no good. But nevertheless, at your word, I'll do it. Nudge your neighbor and say, you need a few more nevertheless. See how you couldn't say that to some people? See how you're scared to touch some people? Because you know they got an attitude. You know they're huffy already. And you saying to yourself, I ain't going to get mad at me. But if I can't be around people who are the same ilk that I am, I'm in the wrong company. You got to trust God more than you trust people. And I'm just telling you right now, we all going to have to trust God. We need to get this right. Now, you getting ready to go home, wherever you're going, God bless you. Have a good afternoon. But please get this right. Trust is in everything. And you trusting God for so many other things, why not trust God for everything? And there's so many other things you trust that are not God. Why not make God everything? You're trusting God to stand up. You're trusting God to walk and trust. But why not put God in all of that? Here's what the Bible says. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. Here's what the Bible says. We rise and fall with the Lord. See how you do that? God's got it. Right now in this room, I look out among you, and most of you are disciples already, so I guess I probably shouldn't ask this question, but I got to ask. If there's anybody here that has not given their life in trust to the Lord, why don't you do it today? You don't know if you're coming back tomorrow. You don't know if you're coming back next week. You don't know what's going to happen this afternoon. I've got some plans this afternoon. I've got some things I've said to myself that I'm going to do, but I don't know. I can drop right here. Lord, don't let it be so. But I'm telling you, you don't know. Don't leave here today, man. Just say, you know what? He got me. Old preacher was right. I probably need to brush up on that trust thing. Some of y'all get mad at everything that somebody tell you that's the truth. Somebody tell you that your hair don't look about right. Don't worry about my head. Somebody tell you that your zipper ain't up. Don't worry about what you look at me for. Somebody tell you, look, Adam, your tie going down. Dad, don't worry about my car. Any of the things I tell y'all, y'all got an attitude about it. Stop that. People just trying to help you. Let God help. When you know what you pray tonight when you go home. You go home. When you get home. You don't have to wait till the night. When you get home. Get out in your car. Maybe you ought to get this done right quick. Just say, Lord, if there's anything about me that is not 100% trusting, show me. And then, Lord, give me the common sense to do. Ain't no need of God telling you stuff and you ain't going to do it. So when you get your car, maybe you might ought to sit down before you leave, just get a little quiet time and say, Lord, you know, that old preacher kind of rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. Because none of us really appreciate, you know, that close preaching. Because I wrote this. I had to stop once, twice. And say, you know, you might ought to not write that yet. Work on it. Took me a little time. It really did. And I tell you why. Because I believe it has helped me more than it could ever hurt me to realize there's some areas in my life that I really wasn't trusting God. And so I had to step back and say, okay, God, you know what? Before I can say it to them, I better say it again to myself. And some folk got mad at me, you know. Some people got mad at me. Oh, why are you talking to me like that all of a sudden? Why you won't pick up the phone? Why you don't? No, I'm working on something. You might ought to work on some stuff too. And that don't mean that you need to lie to yourself either. Trust Him. Father, we thank You in the name of Jesus. All around this room, Your children are standing in a moment of decision. The writer says, for all my life, all my hope, I don't want to be disgraced. I know others may do so, but Lord, I want to trust You. And I know it's going to take something for me because sometimes, God, I'm just so into me. I'm into my friends. I'm into my little groups. And I've been this way a while, Lord, so I'm really going to need a lot of help to trust You. I've tried to be self-sufficient. I've tried to be strong. I've tried to be courageous. But ain't none of that really working without You. I need You. And so next time I say that I will trust in the Lord with all my heart, I'll know what I'm talking about. And my demonstration will be the definitive mark. Somebody's going to look at me and say, you know, you're different. Something happened in you, something unchanged. And I won't have to brag about it, but I'll say, well, thank you. Took me a little while, but I got it now. I trust it. Doesn't matter if He keeps saying no. It doesn't matter if He keeps saying wait. I trust Him. Because God don't have to say yes all the time for me to trust Him. And so, Lord, I pray for this people and I pray for myself as we get ready to walk out of this house that we walk in trust. And that we'll be honest enough to say, got some work to do. For my sons and my daughters, I can't do it. I got to do it for myself. And then I got to help them after I help myself. Help my family. Well, Lord, I'm going to be the first order on the agenda. I will build my trust. God, watch over this people as they turn from this place. Take them where they want to go safely. Some have leisure. Some have responsibilities. Some have jobs. Some have other matters. But Lord, let them know and remember that You'll never leave them. You won't forsake them. I trust God. Amen. God bless you. See you a little later. Have a good time. Remember, those of you who are going on the trip, come on by and holler at me for a minute.